here comes a rarely talked about way to clear negative blocks, obsessions, thought loops that you want to get rid of, and even just desires you need to purge out. Basically, you're going to talk to yourself. So you want to do this in private or people will think you're insane. Of course, in today's world, insanity is the rule of the day. So anyway, here's what you're going to do. Next time you feel that desire, that obsession, whatever it is that you want to get rid of, you can personify it by placing it within the voice of an inner child. It's often our inner child that we carry with us through our whole lives that has these cravings that, you know, we need to sometimes outgrow. Sometimes we return to the child because it's also a creative source. But when it is causing some kind of friction because it's not letting go of something in a childish manner, that's when we need to have this dialogue. First, realize there's a difference between childlike and childish. Childlike is awesome. That's what Jesus said we should be like to get into the kingdom of heaven. Childish is a whole different story. And we want to get rid of those patterns because they can hold us back. So when you feel that urge, turn it into a voice of the inner child and you be the parent. Or maybe an older brother, sister, friend, a mentor to the child, and begin to explain to the child why that urge or desire is negative, why we don't need it. And that's where we learn emotional control. And when the child learns these things, wow, it starts to level us up in other ways, because that inner part of us that is creative and sincere and authentic starts to mature, and then we can start to carry those traits out into the greater world.